Good morning to you, Brett Mack.
Hey, PT. Good morning to you, my friend.
Welcome back to you. Not so much for the tradies. Are you lacking a bit of headphone volume,
are you? I can't hear you, Paul, which some might suggest is a good thing. There you go. You fixed it.
Which some might suggest is a good thing. Oh, shot to the heart already. We're 2 seconds back.
That's not very nice.
Right through the breastplate.
Sorry, mate. Nice to see you.
Stabbed in the aorta. How you going? You all right?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Doing okay.
Tradies are doing better. They're on a day off today, an RDO.
So we just had the Queen's birthday long weekend and an RDO for tradies.
Yeah, I was talking to my across the road neighbour who works for Toons and said back to work tomorrow. So
he just laughed at you.
I've got another day off.
Righto.
RDO tomorrow. How good is it? I don't know why I'm not a tradie.
Maybe you and I should get on the tools.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Although I'm harking back to your jackhammer experience, maybe you should go nowhere near the tools.
Yeah. You were up on the ladder cleaning the leaves from the gutter on the weekend. I was down on the ground with a rake cleaning the leaves on the weekend.
Those damn leaves, huh?
Yeah. Tell you what I did get to do, though. Mm-hmm. I got to spend some quality time with my son and his wife and the grandkids.
Nice.
They've got a cabin out at, I'll use that word loosely, at Lanikuri Caravan Park.
Right
on the river there. Beautiful setting. Mm. We had the fire pit going and a few frothies and barbecue.
Lovely.
And
kids
were running riot, spending the parents' money. It was fantastic. Mm. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so, it would have been very nice. The simple things, APT.
And you got a brunch.
No, it wasn't a brunch. It was late lunch yesterday.
All right. What do you consider late?
2:30.
Right. 2:30?
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to free 30.
That's it.
For those who remember the dentist gags we came up with a few months ago. Mm. So no dinner then last night?
Very light on. A little bowl of soup, homemade pumpkin soup, actually, right. PT.
Homemade pumpkin soup.
We heard that pumpkin is about the only cheap vegetable that still exists, so we bought a barrel load of it.
Speaking of cheap food... Mm. The old, good old country pub is usually the home of a very hearty meal at a good price.
Very true.
And that is the subject. I love the segue here. Mm. The subject of our Facebook feature. What's the name of your favourite country pub?
Oh, okay.
So I've gone with the Miner's Rest Tavern.
Oh,
I could have chosen a few, but, you know, to the team out at the Miner's Rest Tavern, good morning to them. That's a great place to go for a feed. Just while you're thinking about it, Jen says the Koroit Hotel. Ah, to be sure. It's an Irish pub.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Okay. I looked it up, although Jen did say to be sure in her post, so I'm guessing.
Bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, it's a bit of a giveaway. Yeah. John says the Royal Hotel in Meredith. Shane, the North Britain in Ballarat, or Silverton Hotel in Silverton. Is Silverton WA?
I'm not sure where Silverton is, PT.
Macy's Bistro in Warrnambool, says Barb, or the Bunch of Grapes here in Ballarat. Stag Hotel in Learmonth, says Marg.
Okay.
Very nice little, good little pub out at the Learmonth Township there, the Stag Hotel.
We had a beautiful meal at the Avoca Hotel
a few
months back, sitting out in the front, watching the world go by. Very nice.
Very nice. Tell us your favourite country pub, facebook.com/radio3ba.